It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Concerns about firefighters' health increased in recent months. Now, a major conference focused on the topic is kicking off in Loveland. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has more.
The last several months have been, well, a fire hose of news. Over the summer, the New York Times published a series of stories documenting what it called an occupational health crisis due to the heavy smoke that these firefighters breathe without respiratory protection. Certain masks are now available for voluntary use, and federal officials are studying additional gear changes.
So a lot of moving parts.
That's Luke Montrose, who runs a lab at Colorado State University that focuses heavily on smoke and firefighter health. He's the organizer of the Rocky Mountain Wildfire Smoke Symposium in Colorado. Its theme this year, working to protect those who work in smoke.
This is on the tip of everyone's tongue. This is on everyone's mind.
And he wants the conference to take advantage of that and push toward solutions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Starting today, all 32 of Colorado's public colleges and universities are waiving application fees for Colorado residents. Colorado's Free Application Days is a part of the state's push to encourage more people to continue their education. Five private institutions, including the University of Denver and Colorado College, will also waive fees. Application fees will be waived until Thursday, October 9th. Colorado's dry winters can kill plants if gardeners don't take extra steps. Colorado Matters stopped by Failing Gardens in Colorado Springs, where head grower Sam Nilsson says winter watering is critical.
The most important thing here for overwintering is winter watering. It is so dry here, and with those temperature fluctuations that you mentioned, you have to get out there and water those plants at least once a month.
Nilsson says only to water on days above 40 degrees so roots can soak it in. And a note, Failing Gardens is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra.